Let's talk about the future of work. What do you think? What does the future of work look like? We love that question, and we try and get reaction to it and answers about it whenever we can. But what we have seen is a career development in 2040 report that has come out. And it's fantastic to be able to try and think ahead to 2040. That's still a little ways away. We're still a good 13 and a half years, but the future of work in 2040. The CERIC does a lot of looking at things like this. And University of the Fraser Valley Assistant Professor Candy Ho has been instrumental in putting together this report, and we are lucky enough to have Professor Candy Ho with us right now. Professor Ho, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for having me, and thanks for asking this big question. Kudos to the CERIC team and Creative Futures for putting the report together.
Okay, so the report is together, and it looks all the way into the future to 2040. Any idea why 2040 was the number chosen in this?
Yeah, it's so within the report, 2040 was chosen because, like you said, it is, you know, about 15 to 16 years into the future. So, you know, we can make some, looking into the mirror, looking at the possibilities that might happen, and emphasis on the plural of possibilities, because we're looking at multiple possible futures. So that's one. And at the same time, it is close enough for us to think, what are some of the actions we can do today, tomorrow, in the near future to shape toward these possible futures?
Well, then let's look at some of the trends, because we want to make sure we're on the right path. We want to stay in the workforce, or maybe if we want to get on a path that takes us somewhere where we are going to be able to find employment around 2040, we need to know what's happening. When we talk about some of the top trends that are shaping the future of work in this country, Professor, what should we look at?
So the report looked at 10 main trends, things that are related to work and how we work. So the possibility of increasing remote work, for people to be able to work anywhere. Of course, we can't really shy away from the idea of artificial intelligence and automation, because it's everywhere we go these days. And then there's also trends that are related to social, economic, and environmental events and issues. So things like climate change, geopolitical conflicts, reconciliation, economic precarity, globalization, and then also things like looking at revamping the education system and implication that has on when employers emphasize skills over credentials potentially. And of course, finally, looking at mental health and well-being and shifts within our generations, with new generations going into the workforce, being in leadership positions, and older workers are working longer. So there's a lot of things we dove into in the report.
That is a lot of variables in terms of what we're seeing. We're going to see what you found from that in just a moment. We are talking with University of the Fraser Valley Assistant Professor Candy Ho, who helped to put together a report looking at the future of work, looking to 2040, along with report authors and Creative Futures Studio Incorporated co-presidents Heather Russick and Jessica Thornton. So if we're to look at maybe some of the tips that Canadians should try and pay attention to get ready for any labor market shifts. You mentioned remote work, sure, AI. How do we get ourselves ready for things like that?
There's a lot of things we can do. Some of the top tips that come to mind is, first of all, cultivating a career mindset. So what's a career mindset? It's the idea of, looking at careers as more holistically in terms of how we live our lives. So careers, not just as, jobs, profession, but looking at, things like your interests, your values, how do you want to live your life? And then looking at identifying your skills and experience that will allow you to express fully express yourself and allow you to be of service to your organization and your community. That involves paying attention to the environment, especially with the trends that we've talked about, in thinking, oh, do I need to look at upskilling and reskilling, pursuing micro-credentials, further education, conducting information interviews, talking to people about what might be, how we might be impacted by these trends as individuals within our sector, within our organizations. And then, of course, we have career development professionals all over Canada. So speaking with somebody who are experts in career development, not only within the process, but people who, you know, on a day-to-day basis are paid to pay attention to these trends, and then having conversations with these individuals, getting expert advice on what are the implications for me if I work in accounting, if I work in healthcare, and let's figure that out together. So lots of things that individuals can do to prepare for the future of work.
We also look ahead, Professor Ho, at climate and what may change there, not just the work climate, but the actual climate and how that might affect careers. We always tell you, make sure that what you're going into is going to be there. So in other words, we'll probably always need health care because that's something we'll need. When it comes to the climate crisis, is that something that you're looking at in terms of it creating more opportunities or just changing what opportunities exist now?
Mm-hmm. There are lots of opportunities related to we call the green skills revolution, sustainability, that's already up and coming. So the report spoke to, you know, a net gain of 25 million new jobs over the next decade. There's a host of green jobs from recycled fashion, carbon accounting, urban gardening, wind turbine technician, and so on. And one of the things that I want to point out while I'm here is LinkedIn said that sustainability manager was the fastest growing green job between 2016 and 2021. So there's a lot of opportunities there for anybody who is interested in participating as part of the green skills revolution, in terms of what we talked about earlier, right? Looking at your current skills and experience that you have, determining what might be some possibilities and gaps that you need to fill, and then upskill, reskill by looking at, okay, what do I need to do as my next step if I want to jump into this sector, looking at these jobs, and at the same time, looking at what transferable skills you already have that will enable you to find yourself in this sector. So things like, you know, communication skills, that's not going away, teamwork, collaboration, all of those things.
How good an exercise can it be to just kind of break down our skills? Because sometimes we don't really take the time to sit back and say, what am I good at? We get caught up in job and life. And so being able to break that down, is there a way we should do it? Should you almost go to your boss and ask them, what am I good at?
Yeah. Such a good question. Music to my ears. I think everybody can afford to take some time, even if it's a little time that you have, to look at the skills and talents that you have. And I would say before going to your boss, engage in a self-awareness process and clearly ask yourself, you know, what are the strengths that you're bringing in the current job you have or even in previous roles? And amongst those, what's jumping out to you? What's something that you love to do that, if you have more time that you would just spend time doing and see if there's overlaps. And, bring those into your next conversation with your boss to say, you know, I've learned something about myself that I'm a people person, that I need to be engaging with people, putting myself in, presentations, teaching, customer service roles, where, you know, my strengths can really shine, and see if your organization is able to find, put yourself in more opportunities like that. And it's all about letting your strengths shine and putting it to work, because it also cultivates your engagement and enjoyment in the role. So there's always time, and really important in you thinking about, you know, what are the things you're good at? What are the things you like? What more do you want to learn?
And being proactive sounds like it's a good skill to have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, Professor Ho, thank you so much for all of your time today and helping us to look toward 2040 and get those little reminders on how are we prepared, even if it isn't 2040. Maybe it's next Tuesday that we've got to start thinking about a change in careers, or at least a change to the job that we are doing. All the best and continued success. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
That is Candy Ho, assistant professor with the University of the Fraser Valley, talking about a report that has come out from CEREC. And CEREC is an organization that really looks at advancing career development in this country. And it could be something to check out. CEREC is spelled C-E-R-I-C if you're looking to do just that. And a look ahead at a report that tries to push us toward 2040 and what will be the things impacting work, whether it is more remote work, whether it is climate, whether it is simply AI, and a lot of the things you can't necessarily predict, but at least starting to think about, okay, what skills do I have if I had to completely change? What do I have? What can I offer on a broad basis? 519-643-2222. Email is mike@980cfpl.ca.